joined in the media center by Pro Stock number one qualifier, Jed Coughlin Jr., whose 6.557 pass at 210.70 miles per hour from Friday's second session held up for your 21st career number one and first since the fall race at Vegas in 2014. And it's also your third at Royal Purple Raceway.
Right on.
So kind of just tell us about the day and what you're going to do to prepare for tomorrow.
Well, you know, our 6.55 was the pass that we made in Q2 last night. You know, today's air conditions were actually a touch better than last night, but, you know, with the sun being out, track was a little bit warmer. Crew chiefs had their hands full a little bit more, you know, kind of balancing the clutch in the weight situations, and just didn't quite see the ETs we were hoping to today. I went 56 on the first run, or 57, and then came back around 58. We were really aggressive that this last run. And but the car feels great. The track is really holding up nicely, and I think what we're gonna wake up to tomorrow with the cooler temperatures and a little bit more overcast, I think is going to yield some really quick and great side by side runs, not only in pro stock as typical, but also in top field funny car.
3 years, I mean, does it seem longer?
Yeah, actually, you know, I didn't race the 15 season, and last year we kind of struggled from under the hood with horsepower, so didn't have too many opportunities to challenge for the number one spot. But you know, we gritted out and made a good transition over the winter, and really got our Chevy Camaro running well. Real proud of everyone at Elite Performance, Richard Freeman, our team owner, and our fearless leader. Is guiding us well. We got a great team with Rick Jones and Brian Self and my crew chief Mark Ingersoll. They all work together, but you know, and all the guys working back at the shop and here at the track are doing a really nice job. It's been you know, just trying to get everything to hit at one time for us, and we were fast in Vegas, and then came into some electrical issues that kind of plagued us on Sunday, and we lost about 400 or 500 worth of performance. And, you know, coming in here to Houston, tested twice in Noble, Oklahoma, which our team's based out of Oklahoma, and got things sorted out. So made four real nice runs. You know, to stand here as your number one qualifier feels fantastic. And, you know, one other thing, we've had four winners in pro stock this year, and we'd love nothing more than that. Add a fifth to that rank, either myself or Erica or our other two teammates, Alex Laughlin or Vincent Nobile. So we got a great team, and looking forward to going into game day tomorrow.
You got a solo run too, right?
First yeah, we do. Yeah, there's
a little bit of advantage.
Well, yeah, yes, without question. There's very few ways of fouling that run up. So knock on wood, we should be in good shape. But you know, everyone else is going to have to duke it out for their first round win. You know, we won't have that pressure on us, but we're definitely going to be, you know, geared to run and run well, and try and put ourselves in a good position to have lane choice going into round two, and see if we can't light the win light there and continue on.
Greg, you're a four-time winner here at this track. You haven't won here since 2010.
Yeah, I know.
Talk about what it'd be like to get back to victory lane, winner circle here.
It would feel fantastic. You know, this is the site I started my pro stock career 20 years ago at the fall race in Dallas, and got beat second round, and came here the next week and ended up winning the race. So, you know, to get my first professional win here was extremely special. You know, this was kind of the Disneyland of racetracks for pro stock. As I was coming into the class, we ran here in January for testing. We had a Super Bowl race prior to going to Pomona that the facility put on with General Motors, and that was always fun. And then, of course, we ran twice here in the season, and the fall race was always extremely fast, or had the, you know, the recipe to be extremely fast. You know, we're right at sea level, and as I mentioned yesterday, with the pro stock cars with no power adder and superchargers or oxygenated fuels, you know, we've got to deal with what Mother Nature gives us. Today, you know, we've got great conditions, but it's extremely, air is pretty heavy, it's wet. But a win, back to the original question, would be fantastic. Not only for myself, it'd be great from behind the wheel, but again, for our team, the elite team and the Jegs team, would be fantastic.